Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. This is Psychic Jethro. We are here, and I say we, but Patty's here in spirit. I'm working with the phones right now to get her in. Those of you know, it's Friday night. It's Psychics Gone Wild, and we are wild. We are fun, and we are here. Sometimes we have these little things. It's like the situation is going to be alleviated here real soon because she's there waiting. She's phenomenal. And those of you tuning in, be ready for the fun of doing this show. I have a lot of you guys writing tonight. Tonight's going to be a little bit more of another situation that you guys want to do, and that's called Psychics Missing People. We have a lot of emails, and we have some friends that are here. As you guys have been keeping track, we have a saga of an individual here that's called in and emailed us, and we are looking at it. I'm trying to get that tape. So hang on for a few minutes. I'm going to play a beautiful song for those of you who love music and stuff. Let's just sit back and do a little bit of energy here with the wonderful Linda Irwin's music, my favorite song, Sunset Lagoon, while I get Patty in, okay? What we're going to go ahead and do. We have a lot of other individuals that are tuning in here tonight, and so looking at it, we're going to have just another one of our famous people. I want you guys to You know, what do we mean to each other by Mendez?
If you go faster than I do. I care when you put your arms around me.
Hello? Jethro?
Lee, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Patty.
Excellent. Yay. Welcome to the show that we can't get going until the right minutes hit. This has been hilarious. We tried everything we could for all of you guys that are listening. Be patient with us. We've got you on the lines. You get it. Now, we are here, and I say we. I've already introduced myself and my phenomenal hostess, as I was letting you know, that is not only very gifted, she has worked since the age of 8 doing spiritual work and has conducted her first seance at that age of 8. And then she's went on to do radio, TV, working across America. We love her, the phenomenal magic. Patty Negri. Patty, how are you?
I am fine. Happy Friday. Our wild is getting a little too wild, Jeff. I was like, yeah.
It is.
Hi,
it is.
Everybody.
So all of you guys tuning in, I want to welcome all of you. I thank you. I was telling everyone, we're grateful, and I want to always keep that blessing to come in. But as the fans went over 10 and 20,000 and some of the other things, it does take a little more. And unfortunately, tonight, the thing that we had was the facility that we used, and Gary Wimmer helped me tonight do it, that he's also had the same problem with his show last night on Thursday. I do apologize for all of you calling in, but you're at 773-897-6461, and I know why you called in. It is Friday, you want to go wild, and you've heard about our phenomenal Patty. Patty, we've got a lot of emails and a lot of questions tonight. The subject was looking for missing persons. Do psychics help us, or can they hinder the investigation? Patty, what is your thoughts on that?
Oh, psychics can definitely help. I mean, especially a good psychic, like an ethical psychic. So, you know, there's been horrible things that have happened. And, you know, a good psychic, when Sylvia Brown told somebody that their kid was dead, and, you know, they weren't, and they were found 10 years later. But that's more a rarity. If we have that, especially someone with a remote viewing skills can help in any way to find missing persons or to help to solve crimes. Of course it's a help. Just be careful not to overstep your bounds of saying, I know this and I know that. We might have a really good guess. Just be careful, because it's a very delicate time for families and people. We have to be on our best behavior, so to speak. Does that make sense?
It does. Like, and we got a right in there. Go, Jethro, we took us almost 12 minutes. You played all this music. You let us say, Patty, now I want to know where my magic is. Patty, I can't wait to talk to you. I've been listening for 4 months to the show, and I have an individual on the other side who loved cats. Now, the odd thing that we've noticed is he has been passed for over 6 months. He never was living with me in my new home, and there was never, as far as I know, anyone here with cats. But recently we began to smell cats, not in a bad way, just noticing the presence of an animal in the house. I've had a lot of people tell me that he's sending his cats from the other side, because this was my uncle who raised 6 cats of his own, and that was his only family, he would say. I don't know why, but how do I help my uncle and still let these cats find their way home? It's getting to be a little disturbing in my house.
Oh, how sweet that is. Mm-hmm. Well, just talk to your, I'm sure it is his way. A lot of spirits, it seems, sense is one way for people to get through the veil, for the other side to get through the veil. That's why you'll always, oh, I smell roses. I smell cigarettes or cigars. That just seems a lot for people are able to recognize that way. So maybe just kind of try to tune in, maybe in a meditation time. You don't have to go into a full-on mediumship session or anything, but communicate with your uncle best that you can, that you want him there and you're glad he's here and he's crossed over, and if this is a sign, you appreciate it, but that maybe he should take his cats with him, or he could stay in it and the cats should move on. but that's so sweet. Otherwise, you know, if it's not cats in a bad way, you know, cats are magical. They are connection. That's why witches use them as familiars. Cats can see through the other side, and obviously come from the other side. So, you know, if it's disturbing in a bad way, then of course, then just ask them to leave. This is our realm of existence. So whether it's a cat or a ghost or an entity or a spirit, if we don't want it there, they really have to leave. We just ask them or tell them to leave. But maybe find out what that message is.
Excellent. Those of you tuning in, we are Psychics Gone Wild. We got it to go through because we are determined. I know a lot of you on Blog Talk are having it. You just got to be persistent and have someone magic like Patty. We were teasing someone tonight. They said, Jethro, all shows are down, and now we got Friday up, so let's all keep our fingers crossed. If I have to play Fever again, raise your vibration and start going, Patty, Patty, it worked magic. We have a lot of you guys going, she's here. So those of you tuning in, it is Friday, and we are making it fun. Remember, those of you, we are going to go, Psychics Gone Wild is going to the dogs and the cats. We're going to be helping animals here in August. If you haven't already seen the page up on Psychics Gone Wild, check on. We've got the phenomenal Patty with, is it Doreen? Is it
Dora.
Dora.
My baby Dora.
Her baby Dora, and we have DC Love with her animal Ginger. We've got me and Marty. We've got a lot of the animals there. We're working with helping those animals that need to be rescued. There's so many out there. Please, if you have a way to do this and can get to there where you can help an animal, who says you can't buy love? If you put out a little small fee to help that animal be neutered, spayed, or whatever its needs is and take it home, you have paid for love and you have a loyal companion that loves you forever. So all of you guys that are in Psychics Gone Wild going there, the organizations have gotten together. We have a couple of other donors who are taking care of the host fees this time for all of Psychics Gone Wild hosts. So next month in August, we will be promoting the animals, and it will mean the hosts are not taking care of the bill. So those of you calling in, remember, please in August, bring us your animal questions. Speaking of animal questions, we have a gentleman here in Alabama who's writing, Patty, I have to ask you and Jethro a question about my girlfriend. She has told me that she has some lineage in her family that does actually have something to do with werewolves. When she first said this to me, I joked about it and said I was a little moon crazy myself and thought this was good. But seriously, in the last couple months, she speaks of this and says that she really does feel that her family has something here with this. Have you ever heard of this, or is my girlfriend a little bit lunar?
Lunar, that's cute. Well, you know, I must say, I don't know a whole lot about that. I mean, I certainly believe that we come from different bloodlines and things, what people call them, you know, the half-breeds, angelic blood, the Nephilim, you know, E.T., witch blood, and I guess there really could be some kind of working with to the werewolf, to the animal, but I really don't have any knowledge on that. Jethro, are you familiar? I don't.
I've seen people with different totems of a wolf, and I've seen them be very different. And I know there's family in Native American. Maybe she's speaking of the wolf actual clan. And there are individuals who it runs in their family. They're very much like the animal. They pack together. They work together. And that I would say. But I do think that, you know, as far as you can always teach a new psychic a new trick. I mean, we could see in there that you show me and Patty something. I'd like you to send her picture, and we will look at the picture and then do that with her permission, of course. You always have to do that, or if she's on Facebook, you can send it, because if it's on Facebook, it's public knowledge. But if ask her, and if she's willing to, me and Patty would like to interview her here and talk to her, because honestly, that's, you know, I do think that maybe she may be understanding maybe a wolf clan. I do know of Native Americans, a lot of different tribesmen. A good example is she very clannish? Does she react overly to the moon? As we talk about people, the full moon, and which we're talking about in August, how is she during dog days? Laughing or not, different families react well. We used to joke there was a family who was up. They would not definitely plan anything around with their family during August because you know how dog days are. And it was funny a little bit, but not, because they would be at each other in a way that wasn't pleasant. So I don't know. Call us and we'll do. We love all of your questions. Remember, you guys, get a hold of us on Facebook. I have a lot of you asking me how to be a friend and do it. Yes, if it goes over the number, they're telling me that. So what to do is just to follow. Click on the left. Tell them, Patty, how they can get a hold of you at your site before we grab those phones.
They can go to pattynegri.com, PattyNegri.com. All my contact information is there, and I have a blog. I post different fun things and events that I'm doing. Also Facebook, my regular Facebook page, and then my fan page. So I think I'm one of the only Patty Negris, if not the only Patty Negri. So come on down.
We love it. And all of you guys tune in. We will, those of you keeping up, we will be doing the missing person part here in a little bit. After we do a few phones, we'll have Patty take a turn. We do know that Carol's saga is there. I have each psychic. I don't tell them anything. This is what we do. I do send an email. We're all real busy. Patty will help you with her ability, with her mediumship, and help you, Carol, find your lost mom here on the show here in a little bit. But those of you tuning in, we got a lot of you guys interested, and they can't wait to hear what Patty gets. I can't neither. I love Patty. I know she's phenomenal. But you guys, hang on. Let's grab a few phones and go a little wild. It's Friday. 207-538. We got a lot of 207s. Maine's in love with us tonight. How are you, 207-538?
Maine loves you. How are you tonight?
Great. You've got a very intense voice. I feel like it. There's a lot of Maine. You guys are just like, did you guys get an advertisement? Or is Dina up there telling him that Jethro and Patty went off the wall again?
Hi, Patty. Hi, Jethro. My name is Tom. I've had a heck of a time the last 10 years. I've just been struggling and barely striving to make ends meet and everything. I just wanted to know, is there any clearing in sight for me? Anything good on the horizon that I should be looking for? I mean, I'm trying to keep a positive eye on things and keep a good focus and all that good stuff, but I don't know. Is there any advice or anything that you pick up on? Any spirit messages or anything you can give me?
Oh, I'll start. Well, I feel that you're holding on to a deep sadness about something. So look at that, whether that's even caused by the situation, the sense of struggle. And as much as you hate it, I think you've gotten a little comfortable in your sense of struggle. Like, even though you don't want to believe it, that's how it's supposed to be. So I am getting that you just need a little shake-up, or a big shake-up, just like, okay, get out of your comfort zone, get out of even being comfortable in your uncomfort of the struggle. I do see coming in. I do see abundance and money stuff coming in. But I see a need for a shake-up.
I could use a hiccup.
Yeah, just shake it, shake it, shake it. Switch something up. Even if it's just your thought pattern, your movement on something. Jethro?
Your house. Yes, I agree very much. It's like the furniture of the house, changing a little bit of stuff. Change the way you do patterns. As creatures of habit, we'll go to the same store. We'll buy our groceries at it. It can be the same brand. Let's say you love the big superstore. We'll go across town to one of the other ones. Check out a place that you normally don't get gas at. And be safe. I mean, I don't want you to drive in a place where everybody's, you know, a little frightful, but I do want you to go to a energy of it. Patty's right on the shake-up. I keep hearing the guides say that there's another part of love that's coming for you. We need you to think of unconditional pink, and I know a laugh. Guys are like, I am not going to have pink around me. It's okay, because what I feel is the unconditional part of it's working. Anything with pearls, because I saw Kuan Yin when you were talking, and you and Patty were talking. I feel that female entity and that positive work with Kuan Yin would be very beneficial for you. She loves pearls. She likes energy. I see you sitting down, and you have this way about you that it helps bring her love in for you to put the change in your life.
It's interesting you mentioned Kuan Yin. I was just listening the other day about her, how she can definitely change your sense of things and your attitude.
I love it. I used to, for years, work... I'm sorry. Oh, yes, yes. And for years I worked with a statue. I did not know much about her. I'm Native American, and I worked in a place where I did readings, and they had a beautiful statue of her. And they would tease me about my girlfriend there. They go, you know, Jethro's up there with his cute Kuan Yin. And I would always, you know, be polite and talk and do the energy. And really positively, I felt when she came into my life. I just all of a sudden felt her in my energy, and then I started getting around them. In fact, to this day, I pick up different things from hers, and I keep them. I collect them for the fact that I just love it. I feel that she'll be a blessing. Do a little work on hers. You know, I've even seen people and individuals do, like, maybe a picture or something of hers around for you. And, Tom, you know, you got to call us back. We want to hear what Kuan Yin brings you in your wealth and love.
I definitely will. I definitely will. There was something else I wanted to mention. I'll just skip my mind. Oh, yeah, I did change my furniture around, and that brought a little bit of it kind of just opened things up. It made things feel better, you know.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of fun little tricks you can do. Like, look into herbs, like use rosemary, lose time, use basil. There, you know, a bowl of change by the front door keeps money in your pocket. Oh, no, what are the other ones?
Right.
Using bayberry, a bed of shamrocks, if you have a little pot of shamrocks by your house. Also, there's fun little folklore and things that work really well for abundance. Again, it helps change your perception, helps change that shift of things. Make it fun, make it a game, make it a challenge.
I could use some abundance.
We love you, Tom. We got to run. There's people behind, and they're going, well, make sure you go to psychicsgonewild.com. Schedule a time with one of us. Also put in, because we're giving away prizes again tonight. We've got some beautiful items. Unfortunately, I don't have anything of Kuan Yin's, but I have an opal light that we'll put on there from Blue Moon Treasures, and let's see, maybe you could be one of the winners. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, I'm not on the internet. I have no internet tonight.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, maybe another time. Thank you, Tom. We got to go. They're giving us that look.
Thank you very much. I'll tune in when I get an internet. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
We are having so much fun here tonight. We've got a lot of you, and I love this. I'm writing to my friends. Jethro, what happened to the lady that snored the other night? Then you teased her on the show. Have you no mercy for your listeners? You guys, she was really having a hard time. She'd stayed up all night to listen to your show. I love you, but sometimes you frustrate me, Jethro. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. You better realize Rose Kay is a friend of ours. She's the person that plays I Do Love You. She's going to sing at my wedding, and we are Facebook friends, and I tease her because she teased me. There was nothing there serious, and she did go to sleep. I do realize you're right. She was tired, but she also teased me that she really, really can't miss our show and that we stay up too late because she's up at 5 a.m. So we were only teasing. Please don't think I was being mean. I just teased Rose because I've never picked up the phone and had someone snoring. I've had people eating french fries, ordering out. I've had all of it. But that was new for me, and it was only in jest. Please know that we just teased each other. She called back last night, and we kissed and made up on the phone, I guess. We were teasing each other. So this is Psychics Gone Wild with a little embarrassed Jethro that he's little too wild tonight. Those of you tune in, Patty Negri's here. It's Friday night, and 832, you get to go Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 832?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Okay, I just want a basic reading. That's all.
Okay, and I apologize. I know your voice, but for permission of the guides, can you give me your first name?
Prince, like Prince of Persia.
Okay.
No. And the last name is Smith. Cool. If you like, I'd give you my date of birth as well.
Okay. I don't mind. That helps give us a little more with it. I see what you want to give, and I don't mind. Give me your date of birth so I can narrow it down and what they're telling me.
Yes, my date of birth is February 17th, 1986.
Excellent. Well, welcome, and I remember you, Prince. You're one of me and Patty's fans. You've been with us for quite a while, and I'm glad. Patty, do you want to start, or do you want me to get what I'm seeing with Prince?
You start out, because I didn't hear the question.
That's okay. He wants a general reading, and I feel Prince is showing me a little energy with a tablecloth. I start there. As I'm looking with you, and then when you said your date of birth, I saw with the February birthday that there's been an experience for you right now that you're looking out into other life, and it's. And I feel like there's some other things happening there for you that is changing your whole perspective. I feel like you've went through a part of your life that is like, I feel sad, Prince. That's what I'm seeing. And for a general reading, their guys are telling me that you also are not really handling stuff with what's going on. I feel like you're going through life and there's something that needs to be there, and it's a relationship. But I keep seeing that when you're looking there, it's real difficult. It's like someone's got you believing that you got to go like this, you got to go, and then when you're yourself, people really like you, but it's like I feel like you're hard on yourself, or you see yourself different. You do know you're attractive, or do you see yourself? That's what I'm seeing.
Actually, you just hit the nail on the head. I feel insecure about myself. I don't know why. But I do for some reason. I'm a little bit, I guess you can say, physically challenged. And I feel secure. I feel a sense of insecurity about myself. I don't know why, but I do. I've always felt like I was not good enough. I don't know why, but I just feel that way.
But you are, Prince. You are.
Yeah, I know. And a guy, the strangest thing happened to me today. A guy just came up to me while I was at my job. I'm a people greeter at Walmart, and he just asked me, he proposed a job offering to me. But we would be dealing with, like, cell phones and anything, dealing with electricity. His name is, I think it's Richard Martinez or something. And he just proposed an odd kind of job offering to me. I told him about my transportation situation, that I didn't have my own transportation. He said that they would pick me up and that he would give me over to his boss and things would work out. He even offered me a spot. He said they have meetings, and he on like they have a meeting on this Saturday and one this Tuesday, and he wants me to come. I mean, what do you guys like say to that?
I don't know. It sounds a little wonky, Prince. I don't about meetings and come pick you up, and it either like something they want to get you into, like a multi-level marketing or
yes.
Yeah, something it, like that.
Yeah, that.
And he gave me a text, and at the end it said, "Let's be rich together" or something.
Yeah,
and it just,
I would
it,
be careful.
Sounds kind of corny.
You're a smart man, Prince. You may be a little shy, a little modest, our wild friend, but you're a little bit smarter than you know. And I do see you. Stay a little leery there. I'm also telling you, we're going to do some other work with that. I do want to get, I know you were looking at doing a session with Patty, different ones of us. I do see some other stuff working with you. You know, I metaphysical in what we're doing here is so perfect for you. I have had a lot of friends who've had other challenges who've learned to meditate, learned to sit down and do the toning, do the vibrations. And it power and light is the energy that brings with the people. You're a good man, and we got to keep telling you that. And these people like that are looking for that. I can tell you when I back in the day, I was very shy, and I went through a lot. And I had everybody that would come in the restaurant; they were always trying to get me into something with things. And I see that in you, Prince. You're a good man. You know, just be nice, but no. I also let him know. You know, at this point in your life, just be polite and just keep doing it. Because you know what? You say Walmart greeter like your little cash. I think it's cool. It's not easy to stand there with people, and you got to be proud of that fact. I got to tell you, I love people and what I do with this reading, but I watch them in there, and I don't have the patience anymore with what you're doing to be nice and letting people know. I would give anything if we had them here in Florida. They don't have them. And I like that person there at the door. I like that feeling comfort. I like the fact that I have someone there that's friendly like you and positive. Prince, you hang in there. We got to roll because other people are saying we always give you the favorites. You know, we love you dearly. Talk to you later, okay?
Bye, Prince.
Okay. Goodbye.
We are rocking. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and there's quite a few of you. There's new people, and it just hit Patty's time. And I call it Patty's. Those of you who have tuned in at about 9:30 here on the Eastern Coast, about actually 6:30 Pacific, Patty's extra group comes in, and they always hit the show. So hang on if you get the phones off or anything. It just gets a little wilder. I don't know why. It's always been this way since Patty's been on. It is. They love us, and a lot of them are from other shows. Those of you know the phenomenal Curious Times with Chris, other shows that are on. Some of you guys like to come back and forth. I had a person tell me, Jethro, you and Patty have got to be on longer. I bounce back and forth on Friday. There's so much shows on. I always end up going back over the archives. I've got to tell you, I have to tell you this experience. My son was very much against us. He's 22 years old, and sometimes he's just very obstinate. He was listening into the show, and he called in, and Patty told him about something with a relationship coming into his life. It has happened. We are so excited here. My son did not want to be in a relationship and was very awkward when it came to relationships. Now he's been dating this girl for 2 months. Patty Negri is going to get a piece of cake and probably invite to this wedding. This mom loves her. Thank you from Denise. Well, thank you, Denise. That's a very good, nice thing to know. Patty needs to know that. Tell us these things of what we've got. I know, Patty, you've done a couple of times telling people about seances. You've helped people with the money magic, and you've helped people with help bringing in positive with it. Tell everybody what you, you know, with your abilities, Patty, when you decided to become professional. I've had a lot of emails this week from younger people or people learning. What were the first couple of things that you started to do to make sure that you were able to be able to do this and you know, take the substance? I know people know as dancers, our wonderful Jan does a zone, and she gets herself in that space to dance all the beautiful years she is as a phenomenal dancer. What do you do, Patty, to be able to read? Because I've seen you work. You're one of the hardest working women in this industry. You help so many people. What do, Patty?
I think I just allow it. When you work with spirit, because you know, yeah, a lot of people would totally hate my life because I really am kind of driven, and I get up early, and I work every day, and I work almost every evening, and I love it. But it's working with spirit. I get so much back from the people that I work with, you know, in whatever work I'm doing with them, whether I'm, you know, at my workout in the morning, you know, making them do, you know, jumping jacks, you know, or sessions with people or spell workings with people or rituals or seance or mediumship. I think it's just if you're in the flow with the universe and you're passionate about what you're doing, you could do almost anything. I mean, do listen to your body, listen to spirit, listen to, like, when they say, okay, you were forcing you to take a day off. You know, you have to do that or that's when you get into trouble. But I think if the passion's there and you don't have to do anything. You just have to be. You just have to allow.
Love that. I feel the vibration. I have to tell you, Patty, we have a special request here, and I saved it for tonight. I know they're listening in over in United Kingdom, and you have a young fan of yours who's actually 11 years old, and her name's Donetta Metelic, and she's calling in tonight listening with her family through the phone, and her mother's given her permission, and they had talked to me before, and I did a phone reading there in Italy, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a shirt of Patty's Psyche's Gone Wild shirt with Patty's picture, and I will send it to Patty, have her sign it, and send it out there for you. She is, she's telling me all these things. She had wrote her older sister had a reading with me, and she's saving her money, made me laugh so bad. She told me over the phone, she goes, you're a really nice guy, and I'm really glad you've helped our family, but I'm saving my money for a reading with Patty. So I told her, I said, I love you. And I said, that's what we do in this. We compliment. So I will send the T-shirt, let Patty sign this T-shirt for you, and then we'll send it over there with the other objects that you guys want from here for, you know, send it to Italy. Thank you guys for listening. You brought tears to my eyes, Danita, because she told me that she also really loved the show where you helped so many people. She goes, she remembers the day that there was individuals calling in and asking you different questions, and she said what she thought was really unique was each person you helped, she felt the magic with it. She says that there's not been a show she hasn't felt that.
That is so sweet. Oh, beautiful girl. Wow. I'm touched, too. I'm all teary, too. So hi, way over there.
We love it. We've got the fans. And Russell still keeps telling us he wants to hear Patty's beautiful voice, and he will. This is family of his, and he's out there marching the hills, bringing people in from all over to listen to
Russell.
Our show. 215. We got the phones working, and you're on. It's Psychics Gone Live. 215.
Hello?
You're welcome. How are you tonight?
Hi, can I real quick say something about the werewolf thing?
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, okay, this is really weird. A week ago, a friend of mine called me, and he said he was at the beach, and he was meditating, and he looked down, and he saw himself as a werewolf. And I thought, oh, all right, whatever. And he was adamant that I give him an answer on this, and I couldn't give him an answer, so I looked it up online, and it said these people have the werewolf traits. Like when they fight, they'll stop at nothing, or they could half kill you when you're mad. And then all the other traits, like, you know, like you guys were saying about, you know, the wolf and the pack and things like that. So there is something to it. It was the first time I ever heard it, and then it was just brought up again tonight, so I thought that was really weird.
Oh,
thank
I'm
you.
Getting a chill. Yeah, thank
you.
I
know. Who knew? There's werewolves out there. Watch out, guys.
I mean, that is really weird. Like I said, the first time I ever heard of it, and then you guys to say it again tonight, that was, like, really weird. But anyway, I have a question. Oh, well, I have a few questions, but I don't know which one ahead of me the most. I'd like to know when I'd be reunited with my godson.
And your name, ma'am?
Natalie. Is he far away?
No.
And what's his name?
Michael.
Is somebody or something keeping you apart?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting that you will. Again, you have to really, this is another one of those visualize, see it, feel it, taste it, create that coming back together. But there, some whatever that warring faction or something like that, is there any way to soften that?
I don't know.
Mm. Because I'm not getting a time, but I am getting, you know, some that when some big block just needs to be softened, and anything can be softened with the heart a little bit, you know, just enough to do something. Jethro, are you?
I agree, and I feel there's something here, and they keep telling me that this has got something else timed and energy with this other person that's there, and I do feel it. I also am feeling a little awkward that there seems to be something physical going on with this child. This is a man?
It's a boy, yes.
A boy, yeah. And I apologize because I said it like that, but it's like I feel that he's going through something of his own energy, that as he becomes more in part of his life, then he has more of a say, because right now there's other people that are causing something for you. I keep seeing other negativity on his back, or something that's being said, or things that are being done, and they're doing for his welfare, and they're being ornery to you. Does that make sense?
Right, yes.
I feel that. Natalie, you have my tears there, because I know, I mean, no one would ever get between me and my kids, and I feel like this is so sad, because I feel your sorrow. But the guides are also telling me that, like Patty said, there is going to be something with the heart energy. I keep seeing the magician, which is usually the male energy, him raising with his hand, you know, bringing the light in with the
right,
tarot.
Yeah.
Is it his card or your card? Why am I seeing that card helping you with the magician and bringing that strength in?
Well, maybe that goes hand in hand with what I was seeing, that she has to take action. You have to take action to shift it. They're not going to... You can't control their end of the situation. There's nothing you can do, but what you can change is your side of the situation. So maybe the magician is in that, in you have the power.
Yeah, I just basically want to know if he still thinks about us and if he wants to be with us.
I get that he does. He's a smart boy. He's a real left brain kid. Actually, I'm getting that he's a thinker.
Right.
Yeah. He does. He gets it. You know, he may be being, you know, talked otherwise from people, but he gets it. He does. Because he's smart.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry, I don't have a time thing. Jethro, are you good on that?
It doesn't have to be an exact time. I just want to make sure it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. There's just some deception that has to be gotten through, some sense of betrayal stuff.
Yes.
Right.
And we thank you, Natalie. We're running here on there. We definitely go into Psychics Go Wild. Thank you for calling in. I mean, we've got a lot of people that are going, this is cool, and she helped us with it. I like the werewolf thing. We just had Harry Care Girl come in. I want to tease her in the room. I don't know, but if we may be bringing him in now. We're having all this energy. So if you feel like howling at the moon, Natalie, thank you, because we want you to come back.
I'm telling you, there's just something to it. I just figured it out a week ago.
It's so wrong. No, I'm glad. And it's got me all excited. Thank you. We want to head here. We're going to take just a second here. Those of you guys have been teasing us about the fact that we've been becoming like the big shows. We have a drive-by tonight. This is one of our people that has been with us before, and she was asked we asked who would be the people most likely you guys would like to have a show with. She's going to say hi here with us, speak a few minutes with me and Patty again on the show, and she's going to be on Monday. Those of you know, and this is our wonderful April Ashbrook. She's a certified psychic medium, American Federation. She considers herself merely the vessel and allows herself to work and help others with her intuitive guides and healer. I had a lot of feedback, and we're so excited that she's going to be helping Gary on Mondays. April, what are you doing this wonderful night?
April.
I don't know. I think the werewolves got April. Come back. Okay, we're taking that as a sign that the phones are still being wild. We've got a lot of other people. April, we love you. You're out there. Know that the moon looks over you. We watch you. We love you. We're going to grab a couple. We've got quite a few phone calls, and the time's ticking. 314, let's do some more. You've waited all night. How about 314?
Hello. Hi.
Welcome. Hi. You got in. The psychic's gone. Well, there's so many people waiting to talk to me and Patty, and you're a winner. Are you scared?
Yay. I'm excited. I was waiting.
Yay.
I love to hear Patty's voice. I was wondering what she sounded like. I follow her on Facebook.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yay. Well, this is what I sound like. Actually, today might be a little goofy because instead of being Skyped in, I had to call on a landline due to technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So, but basically, this is it. Kind of goofy.
Love it, love it, love it. It suits you. And hello, Jethro.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Legina.
Hi. Oh, you called in. You said you were going to call. Yay.
I'm here. I made it. I can't believe it. Well, I guess I'll tell you a little bit of what I'm wondering about. I have some things that are going on in the works right now. I have a few court cases that are going on. Everything seems to be up in the air with my career right now, and I just pretty much need to know or would like to know and have some guidance of what's happening, because, like, everything is, like, at a standstill right now. I don't know what's going on with everything. So, you know, anything you can get as far as what's going on with me and, you know, when are things going to be better would be great.
Well, I'm going to start. I really don't – they look on the outside like that they're on a standstill, but I'm getting that there's a lot of under rumblings going on, a lot of shifts ready to happen.
Okay.
You know, like, whatever it is, like you said, cases or this or that, something, it's rumbling, it's just under the surface, it hasn't hit yet, and then I think something's going to hit soon. And something very creative. I don't know what you do, but have you been looking into the more intuitive arts, the creative?
I have.
Yeah, that's what's coming in. That's what's coming in really strong for you, kind of like bullseye on something and something ready to take off. There's also a man there. I don't know if you're in a relationship or I don't know if this is a work thing with you.
Yes.
I see him. I'm seeing a lovely and very, very supportive man around you, whether he's there now or coming in.
Okay. So... Well, that's nice. I'm doing actually getting my Reiki attunement in the morning. I'm actually finishing that up tomorrow morning, so that's pretty good to hear.
Oh, yay. See? Yay. Yeah, everything is in the works. That's the energy we saw running. Things are in action.
Nothing has been going on. Everything's just been kind of stuck. I'm just waiting for something to happen in my life. You know,
okay,
I'm
well,
just
you
like,
don't
one
wait.
Day, one
you You don't wait. You just do. You just make it happen every day, even if it's just you're doing your regular thing that you always do. It's that sense of openness, that sense of we taking the responsibility and not like I'm waiting for life to do anything. Just even get rid of that thinking. It's just like I am creating my life to do this. It's just that even the thought process changes everything. You are the master of your universe. You are the architect of your life. Nobody else.
Okay.
Claim
definitely.
It.
Definitely. Well, I love that. I've been studying hard. I just didn't know if I was on the right path of what I'm supposed to do. You know, you get tired of making mistakes. You want to make sure you're on the right path and doing the right thing.
Well,
so,
never get tired of making mistakes because we all make mistakes. That means we're growing and learning, and that's how we get somewhere and move it on. But you are on the right path. Again, I see it in that intuitive, in that creative, in that realm is what's really opening up for you.
Jethro? Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yes, very much the same, and I agree with it, and they show this very positive, and I keep seeing this really good energy flying, and just like it's very much creativity and other things happening, and they keep showing me that there's going to be a big release. I see it behind you, a very positive guide worker. They're showing that even more people are coming around, and you're beginning to, your socializing is going to really increase in a great way, that people will be even more positive and supporting for you the next couple months.
Oh, I love that. I could use some new people in my life, I'll tell you that.
That's what I feel. I feel like you just shake the bag or something. Yeah, that's what they're saying, yeah.
I feel like, yeah, it's a really transformative time for me right now. I feel like things, you know, are on the horizon, and I'm just so anxious. You know, you get anxious when you feel things like that.
Right, but patience is a virtue, and one of the things you learn when you're doing that, and because you are going into the deeper arts, things are under the surface versus just superficial changes. Oh, I've changed my outfit. Oh, I've done this.
Right.
You know, the deeper changes are under the surface at first.
That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
There's one more thing. Can I ask you one more question, if you don't mind?
Works for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering about a pregnancy for me this year. I've been talking to my doctor, and she's been talking to me kind of about it, so I was wondering if you see a pregnancy in the near future.
Jethro, do you want to go on this one?
Honestly, I don't know what, but the guy just shook their hands at me like, I don't know what that...
um, Well, I just decided to pull a card since I wasn't getting clarity, and I got kind of a good pregnancy card. Would I get? Yes, it can. Yeah, but there's something that's in the way that you need to let go of. Do you know what that is? Whether it's a thought process, an assumption, something like that. You really can. I pulled a card and like, okay, there's a pregnant card. But but I also got that there's a little trepidation or a little fear or a little ooh, but that not 100% on that. Do you know what that is?
I don't. Maybe I'm just a little afraid of the pregnancy itself, perhaps. Because I did lose a baby before, so maybe that's what the hesitation is.
So just breathe into that and let go of that, and I think you'll be able to be fine. Again, but that fear won't help. You know, just let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Okay.
It's as easy as you allow it to be, too. It's not. Doesn't have to be hard. It's as easy as you allow it to be. It's a choice.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you,
Regina. Will do. I definitely will. Thank you so much. It was nice talking to both of you.
Thank you.
All right,
if you have a baby, name it Wild. No, I'm kidding. But I love it. We love you, Regina.
Oh, Wilder. Wilder's a cute name.
Wilder. Yeah, Wilder Rock. We love Regina. She's talking. Our friends are here. We've got to grab it out. And I've got our first winner here for our beautiful opalite necklace and half an hour psychic reading by Psychic Jethro. It is Charles Hensley, you are the winner in California. Okay, San Jose, and you're the winner. So we're going to go ahead and grab one more name here. We also tonight are giving away some individual CDs and the beautiful music of Linda Irwin, which you heard tonight. My favorite song, Sunset Lagoon, was played while we were making them bring our Patty to us. And we will hold you responsible, Skype. We got
Dang,
that
I'm
music.
Sorry I missed Linda's song.
Oh, it was so beautiful. And we've got a CD going out, and it's going to go to Megan Monclove. So Megan, you're actually in Iowa. So Megan, congratulations. I'll be sending that out in the mail. Enjoy these presents and continue to do Psychic's Gone Wild. We have so many people, but you guys, we've got only enough time for one more reading. So out of all of you, we're going to grab the one who's been the longest waiting out of all of it. And it's like, I want to thank all of you guys who have been so patient with us to get us here. 229, you get to be our reader for the last of it. How are you, 229?
All right. How are you doing, Jethro? This is Melvin.
Melvin. Oh, my God.
Melvin.
How you doing, Miss Patty?
I'm good.
All right. All right. I don't want to hold you all up tonight. I just want to ask you two little questions. First, I want to just ask about that. You know, I talked to you all about my unemployment, and I've had to send in a repeat appeal. So I just want to know when all of this is going to end, when it's going to be just over with.
Jethro, I always throw these to you. The thing that's ringing weird for me is just, when is it all going to end and be over with? Nothing is ever all just over with. It just shifts and changes. Yes, I know there's tough times, and those are going to end. We'll get through them. But I don't know. It just sounded so final, done, and over with. I don't know why I got hung up on that. But Jethro, I'm having
a really, I got to tell you, they're holding it for a reason, and I think that's why Patty got it, and I'm also getting, the guides are telling me that there's a reason that they want you to continue with some of it, because I think it's going to come for a little while to make you fight for what's going on. I think that this was a karmic energy, so I have to say, when you said when it's over, they're saying to me that it's going to be pulled out for a while. I'm also feeling a real pain from you, Melvin. I'm a little worried. Did you move your arm or something? Have you done something to hurt yourself on your left side?
No, sir. On my right side, my foot.
Your foot. I'm feeling pain. I feel a little bit of a ooh pain with you, and I keep feeling it. I want you to take care. And when I got the energy when you were telling me, they said that there's been a little bit of problem with this, that this has kind of twisted your arm a little bit or something. That's why maybe I was thinking your arm was hurting, but they said it like there's something happening here. I agree that it's going to take a little bit longer. I'm also... We're glad you called in, Melvin. We're running out the door because they're giving us that look that they want us to go home, and we're not ready, but they're going to make us.
Yeah. Can I ask you, how does this girl, Kendra, feel about me?
Boy, Melvin, you got women. Every time you call, there's another girl. I'm going to get a sign of stop if you know I'm teasing you, Melvin.
I love to mess with
you. Oh, Kindred. Oh, I see the love. I see that this person is working out some situations of their own. They're not able right now to really tell you all of it, but I see she does like it. I feel that I see her flirting a little bit, but I also see that she's not certain of where she wants it to go, but I see it as a good thing. I mean, Patty, you feel that?
I feel that, too. I mean, yeah. I see that too, but I do see a little bit of flirty though. So again,
okay,
just have fun with it, Melvin. Just have fun with it.
We love you. We got that.
Yeah,
kind of night.
Yeah, just be in the moment. You're so outcome driven, which I know we all tend to be, but just enjoy the moments that they are. Maybe that's why I even got that first thing like that. Yeah.
I feel that. Yes, we got it. We love 317, would you like to say hello to me and Patty? We love you. You waited too, and we got so many, we just can't get to everybody. I'm so sorry. How are you, 317?
It's Michelle. How are you guys?
Great. Hey, rock.
Yeah. You made it on.
I did. I can't believe it. Right at the very end of the show. Jethro, tell me something good.
Tell you something good. Can I have you give me your name again?
Michelle.
The guides are telling me through your energy that there's something happening here. You're going through something that not only have you become more verbal, but I feel like it's happening towards not only the family, but more importantly at your business. They're showing me blue around you, and I see a very positive sparklers and really good energy that's happening. They tell me that this is resonating not only with what you're physically doing, but what you're mentally putting out. And they're telling me that this coming into August is going to be a springboard of new people. You have been helping others, and now the catalyst of what you've done is coming back as a water flows out back to you in loving energy.
Thank you.
That sounds good.
Anything with the move?
Okay, Patty, I'm not...
Well, no,
oh,
I can tell you're going to move, because you want to move, so you're going to move.
Yeah.
Dang it,
that.
Move!
I know, Jethro, okay.
She wanted you to tell her she was going to move, Jethro.
Oh,
with your guys, talk to
I know, yeah. 60 seconds, you guys left. All of it, she said move, and I got this funny feeling like a water thing going woo-woo. I was still swinging in the Havana moment or something, and they said, she is going there, and I got the giggles. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know, a little kid on the teeter-totter. Whoa, slow down. Good. I feel it very positive. I feel there's another strength happening for you that is developed with this, and I feel it's like they show me a place where there's other people. It's going to be more sociable like you. You love everybody, and I feel that this move's going to be more into a climatic or energy that is going to put more social energies that are in there. Oranges. I'm seeing a lot of orange color, the strong power colors.
Yeah. You look good in strong power colors, Michelle.
Yeah. Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you. We love you. Patty, tell them before they go where they can get a hold of us before they hit us through that door.
Well, you can find us both on Psychics Gone Wild. You can find me at pattynegri.com, PATTINEGRI, and also please find me on Facebook. And you, Jethro?
JethroSmith.net or Psychics Gone Wild. Love you guys, and don't forget, stay wild is the best way to be.